spiraling out of control situation here. And it was mostly due to the lower corporate tax receipts.
Right, because the economy is shrinking due to the scandals of the banks, the four horsemen of the paper apocalypse, Royal Bank of Scotland, Lloyds, HSBC, and did I mention Barclays? So these are the four major protagonists in a tragedy called the killing of the UK economy. And George Osborne, of course, and David Cameron, they're going to need the global market to buy their debt. They need more debt to keep themselves afloat, even though the country's gone completely into a zombie state. So what is Cameron doing to the Eurozone, which could be a natural buyer of his debt? He's saying, no, we don't want to be a part of the Eurozone. He's antagonistic toward his boss, Angela Merkel. You know, he's antagonistic. Who's going to be buying the bonds of the UK to finance their economy going forward? Not the Eurozone. No. Who's going to be buying these bonds? Oh, KKR? They can sell the Tower of London for 10 cents on the dollar? Sell Buckingham Palace for $50 billion and let's get over this whole royalty thing, because that's a big waste of money. They got dual leverage buyout of Buckingham Palace, dual leverage buyout of the Queen and all the spawn of the Queen and the Duke, and get rid of this debt. Put them on a stamp, put them on a flag, but get rid of them as physical entities because they're mucking up the economy.
As soon as you threaten that, of course, there will be a genuine old-fashioned debt jubilee. The Queen will say, I dispense with this debt. It is gone, KKR.
Well, you know, Queen, listen to me. Queen Elizabeth, KKR is in your backyard threatening you. Declare a debt jubilee for this country and drive the snakes of KKR and other private equity groups out of Britain. Do your country a favor, Queen Elizabeth. Drive out the snakes of Cobra Kravis and Roberts.